Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is here to talk about Alaska Robotics Minicon. In the studio with me, I've got Pat Race. He is one of the organizers of the event. Welcome, Pat.
Yeah, hi. Good to be here.
I'm very excited to talk to you today. I love this event so much, but maybe for those who have never experienced it, can you tell us a little bit about what is Minicon?
Yeah, so this is Aaron Suring and myself, my business partner, we go out and exhibit at a lot of comic conventions, and so they're just big, fun conventions that encapsulate a lot more than comics. There's a lot of illustration and animation and film and cosplay and games and things like that, and they're little festivals of pop culture nowadays. And so we thought it would be really fun to have a comic convention here in Juneau and invite in some of the people we've met out traveling around. And so we have this like small slice of comic convention here in Juneau, and that's why we call it Minicon. It's because it's a little bit smaller and a little more accessible than a lot of the big conventions out there in the world.
Though it does seem like it's fairly popular, and it fills up the Jack, and there's other locations as well. But let me take a step back, because I just want to ask, what year is this for you guys, and how many have there been?
Oh, this will be our fourth convention here in Juneau, and it's been fun. There's a couple people who are coming back, but there's a lot of new artists this year, and so it's a good mix of kind of familiar faces and new creators.
Yeah, and like we were kind of touching on, it's spread out over multiple locations, multiple days. Do you want to give us a little bit of an overview?
Yeah, sure. Kind of the main event is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll be at the Jack. That's kind of the exhibition floor. It's all free to come in and participate. And then there's some satellite events happening here at K2 downstairs. Will be a bunch of presentations. There's a Making Pictures book workshop over at the museum at the APK. And then Zach Gordon is going to have a whole bunch of like hangout. There's going to be like a Sculpey monster making and drawing hangouts and writing hangouts and things that are kind of like casual drop-in events. And so there's a good chances to like roll up your sleeves and do some things, and also a good chances to just see some really cool artwork. And so that's kind of the main day on Saturday. But leading up to that, we've got a variety show at the Mendenhall Library. One of our partners for the event is the Juneau Friends of the Public Library, and they're great. And so we do this variety show that's like an introduction to several of the artists, and they each get kind of 5 minutes to talk about a thing they're enthusiastic about or know a lot about or share some of their work. And so that's on Friday night at the Mendenhall Valley Library. And there's some snacks at 5, and then it starts at 6. And then Thursday, there are actually quite a few events this year. We sort of spread out a little bit more. I wouldn't say the event is really bigger than it has been in the past, but we do have a lot more Thursday events this year. Ryan North is doing a talk at the Downtown Public Library at 6 p.m., and that is part of the Science on Screen series, coordinating. It's connected to Goldtown Nickelodeon. And so Ryan wrote a book called How to Invent Everything. And the premise is that you've gone back in time and you need to reinvent all of our modern conveniences from scratch. And so and it's very funny. And he's a very funny speaker too. So that should be enjoyable. And then the time travel themed movie is The Fountain, which is screening at Goldtown right afterwards at 7 o'clock. There's a puzzle making workshop. This guy Chris Yates makes these beautiful, amazing scroll saw puzzles, and he'll be doing a workshop at the Makerspace. That's the only thing that costs money because there's a materials fee involved, but it's well worth it. And then the Girl Scouts have organized a zine making workshop that one of our guests is going to participate in. That's going to be at the Douglas Public Library Thursday evening, and then in the morning at Douglas Public Library, Michaela Goad is doing a story time. And so there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on. Our schedule is online at minicon.alaskarobotics.com if anyone wants to check it out. I think there's kind of something in there for everyone.
It's great. The schedule is fantastic. I've got it here in front of me, really well organized, great descriptions, nice and clean and short and easy to read. And then there's a separate full list of exhibitors that I also checked out if you want to see exactly who is going to be there on Saturday. This is terrific. I want to just keep talking about some of the things you might want to highlight. Is there anything like brand new or wildly different this year you want to mention?
Well, you mentioned the exhibitors, and one of the things that's really exciting is that we're bringing in something like 45 artists from out of town. And so these are artists from all over the place, mostly United States and Canada, but just a whole breadth of experiences and knowledge that we're bringing into the community. And that's something I'm always really proud of, is because I grew up here as a kid, and it's nice to have You don't always get out of town. You get kind of stuck here when you're a kid, and you don't have a lot of agency over where you go when you do leave. And so it's nice to have an event like this pop up in your community that you can participate in and get some outside influence and connect the idea that, like, oh, wow, that book is made by a person, and that person is sitting right there. So that's one of the things I'm really excited about, is just the people who are coming in.
That's awesome. Do you have any, like, return or repeat customers, people who come to MiniCon, who have been to MiniCon before, that are coming back again?
Yeah. There's several who just, like, love it here. They love coming to Juneau, and they love being part of this event. And, we have kind of an embarrassment of riches in terms of the people that come here. When I go down to conventions, a lot of times I get asked, like, how did you get all of those people to come to come to Juneau, of all places? And we have, like, New York Times bestsellers, and we've had Caldecott medalists, and we've had really amazing, talented, award-winning artists come through here in kind of a high concentration. And so we're very lucky in that respect.
How do you get them to keep coming back?
It's obviously our wonderful weather that we're having, right? Is it going to hail, or is it going to be sunny? Yeah, who knows?
Well, that's awesome. So what are you most excited about, you personally?
I want to turn that around, actually. You said you've gone through the schedule. What are you excited about?
Well, a big one that jumped right off the page at me is the Babysitters Club Super Secret Club Meeting. This is the first time I'm hearing about a series of graphic novels based on the books that I read when I was like a tween, or like 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that existed. So I'm pretty excited about that. And not only did I learn that it existed, but the illustrators are going to be here.
Yeah. And not only do they exist, they're also incredibly popular. Like, ask a lot of kids in that age range, and they will know that they exist, and they will know who the authors are. And they were on the New York Times bestselling list for graphic novels for many months in a row, knocking off titles like Batman and X-Men and things like that, and Avengers. All that stuff was just getting, like, creamed by Babysitter's Club, which is pretty awesome. And so both Raina Telgemeier and Gail Galligan will be in town, and they are the two illustrators for the series. And they're going to talk about this will actually be the first time they've done an event together like this, where they're going to be talking about their kind of shared but different experience working on the series. And that should be really, really fun for people. I think they're going to talk about some of their own babysitting experiences and some of, like, what it's been like to meet the author, because they're in the same situation you're in. They grew up reading those books. And
right.
So it's like it's kind of a, like, fan dream come true, where you're like, hey, do you want to write this book that you loved when you were a kid? And yeah, so I think that should be a really special event.
I'm pretty excited about it. And for those who don't know, Babysitter's Club was a series of, like, kids' books, I guess. Well, they were like little mini novels.
Yeah.
They weren't, children's books necessarily. They were definitely aimed at my age group. I was about 10 or 12 years old. Inspired me to become a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them. I don't know how far the series numbers up, but
yeah, there's a lot to them too. Work and relationship life, and just growing up,
and
friendship. Yeah.
Yeah. And you also learn a lot about babysitting and caring for kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of facts I know about teething babies that came from that book.
That's funny.
Or that series. So I'm really excited about that. I'm not going to miss that. That's actually going to be here at KTOO, right?
Yep, it'll be right downstairs in the 360 studio. There's a bunch of presentations there. That's kind of our big room for presentations. So we've got Tilly Walden and Jen Wang, who are both new to town, and they'll be doing presentations there. Tilly Walden did a book that's really beautiful called Spinning, and it's about her. It's kind of autobiographical, and it's about her experience as a professional figure skater. And the kind of competitive, hardworking world of being a child growing up in competitive skating. So that's really unique and fascinating. And then Jen Wang did a book called The Prince and the Dressmaker, which is one of my favorite graphic novels I've read in the last few years. And it's really, like, heartwarming, and it's kind of about acceptance it's beautiful. And I recommend people go and check that out if they haven't yet.
And Kazu?
Yeah, Kazu Kibuishi is very popular. And
he's been here before, right?
He's been here a ton. He's been to Juneau a lot. He's a good friend of ours, and he keeps coming back and has a good connection to this community. There's kids here who grew up reading his books and are adults now, and have, like, helped out put the convention together with me and things like that. He first came up here in 2007 or 2008 maybe. And it was a few years ago before we started this convention that he actually suggested that we start a convention here. He's like, you guys know all these artists. You should just have a convention here and then we'll all come up and hang out in Juneau. And so he's it's so good to have him back. He wasn't here last year, but we're really happy to have him back this year. And he does the Amulet series, which is very popular. I think it's on its 8th book now and just wrapping up. I think it'll be wrapping up next year.
And one of his claim to fame is the cover artist for the Harry Potter 15th anniversary edition paperbacks. And weren't those on display in Alaska Robotics for a little
while?
Yeah,
we have some big prints of those illustrations that he did for the 15th anniversary. And those are really – like that's another thing where he just – you know, you read all these books and you love them so much and then someone calls and says like, hey, we really like your work. Do you want to do the – 15th anniversary of Harry Potter. Do you want to do the cover art? And so, of course, he said yes to that. And I think he had a lot of fun working on those.
Oh, well, they're beautiful. Yeah. I adore them. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask, Comic Cons usually involve cosplay. Do you encourage that or will there be an element of that?
Absolutely.
This mini-con?
Yeah, we've had some really good cosplay in the past. And I know there's going to be some this time. I've talked to several people who are working on costumes. And we even have some groups kind of oriented around costume and cosplay in town, like the 501st is a stormtrooper group in town. They do a lot of Star Wars cosplay and other stuff, but they're a really good organization. And then we've got, I think we're going to have a pretty convincing Spider-Man drop in, and we've got a couple others that I know people are working on costumes for. So it's fun. And if people throw something together, it's kind of like a great way to engage.
I don't have any ideas for costumes yet.
Oh, that's too bad. We have to
get some. I have
see
some time.
See which Game of Thrones character you look like.
Well, maybe you can help me out with that after the interview. But I really want to compliment you this year and every year, and also thank you for being for making this event so inclusive. You know, you have so many women on the schedule.
Oh yeah,
who are involved and who are presenting. And just making sure a lot of different groups have representation. I think that's important. That's important to me. It's a big draw to MiniCon. So
yeah,
do you have anything that you want to say about that?
I mean, it's important. We try not to make too much of a fuss about it, but it's really an important part of what we do. And I think that we want people to see stories where they are represented and not just read stories about like white people, right? So, you know, I think that everyone wants to see themselves, whether it's, you know, going to see Captain Marvel if you're a young girl going to see Black Panther. And I think it's really important, and representation has taken on kind of a new meaning in the comics world lately. And so it's nice to have – we try to draw from kind of a breadth of artists that have all kinds of different life experiences and cultural experiences so that they're well represented here when they visit us.
Well, as you mentioned, the main event, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Jack. There's a Facebook page, an event page on Facebook, and it's the Alaska Robotics MiniCon. Very easy to find. Anywhere else you want to direct people to go if they have questions?
I think if anyone has questions, just jump on the website, minicon.alaskarobotics.com. We've got some flyers down at the shop. The Alaska Robotics Gallery is on 220 Front Street, so you can always pop in there. And then I think your best bet is to just show up on Saturday morning at about 10 a.m. is when we're going to kick off, and we'll have programs there. And again, all free admission. And I think the only thing we're charging you for is the materials fee at the puzzle making workshop. So pretty accessible for everyone that wants to be a part of it in any way they want to be a part of it.
Well, thanks for doing what you do. I'm excited. It's a great event. I've attended a few times already, and I'm definitely going to attend on Saturday. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I should definitely thank some of our major sponsors, like the Friends of the Library has been working with us on this project for like 4 years now, and they're wonderful. The Juneau Public Library and the APK opened up their doors to us this year, which has been really great. K2's been a great supporter. Hecla Greens Creek came through for us big time this year, as well as Travel Juno. And so it's really nice to have so much local support. And we have dozens of local small businesses have chipped in various ways, whether that's through donations or through their participation or just even providing cash to help pay for some of these artists to come up. And so, thanks to Juno for making this happen.
And thanks to Pat Race, and thanks for representing our radio stations on that fancy hoodie you've got on.
Yeah, I'm wearing my K2 hoodie today.
the one that you happened to design.
The guy who wore the shirt of the band he's going to see.
One last thing. I have an outro song, and normally I don't ask the guest to set this up, but it's a little bit of a, you know, in this case, I think it's appropriate. I'm going to play a song called It's Good to Have Jane on Your Side by Marion Call. Do you want to set it up a little?
Oh, sure. So this is from Marion's, well, Marion Call is my wife. I'm very happy to report. And this is a song from her album, Got to Fly. And Jane is a character from the Firefly series. If anyone's seen Firefly, it's like it only lasted one season, but it's really kind of a cult classic and a big part of the comic convention world. And so It's Good to Have Jane at Your Side is a song about Jane, who's a character from that show. Yeah.
Pat Race, thanks so much for speaking to me today, and see you this weekend.
All right, we'll see you.